That's the only way you'll ever find them out loose. They know the way to water.
Yeah.
And when that dries up, that mud turtle, he can crawl faster than you think through the leaves in the woods.
Yeah.
And this mud turtle, after we scraped it out, this old mud turtle undertook to get back and kind of duck under it, and he'd hit this stone all the time. And
yeah.
So we killed him. And you know, it's a wonder they hadn't bitten us. We waded in that thing, barefooted and everything else. It was waist deep.
Yeah.
And got nasty, and of course, we couldn't use it for watering for stock. It's just, see, on account of the refuse from the stables.
Yeah.
I'm about ready. Well, that's a running system.
What are some of the insects that'll sting you?
Well, you have the yellow jacket, the wasp, and the wasp.
Uh-huh.
You have they are the two, an hornet. See, I said hornet, and yellow jacket, and wasp are the three most, especially on the mountain here.
Okay. What about a kind of wasp that builds a nest in mud?
That's a dead bobber. Now that's a harmless wasp. It's got no sting. You see, they use their spit, and carry it in the adobe. They build adobe houses. It's adobe tunnel. A wasp, well, a wasp, they chew their, they use milk and something off of the weed, and they chew it, grind it up. Hornet's nest does the same thing, except hornet, they grow in trees, bug grass. Well, a wasp does too in the dry place. And they chew this cud. It's like a cow's cud. They chew it and spit it out and take a bite of this around the water, and they... It's not like a cud that a cow belches up, you know.
Yeah.
Has a cud, you know. Cow can't live without a cud. She'll eat an awful lot of green grass for in the pasture, and then at night she'll get her flour, and she'll belch a cud up, and she'll be chewing.
Yeah.
Gurgitates it some way or other with it by chewing. Well, the wasp does practice the same thing. It nixtamalizes it, you see.
In a nest.
Of wasps?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have them go here. They get their water, but every dog, everything they build, when they're building a nest, or to raise their young in, to lay their young in, you know, they have to first make their adobe house, you see. They make a trip and get their adobe, and then they make a flying dip in the water and get the water. And their mouth wiggles, and they come and they just make a little trip in there and smooth it out, and it backs out, and it's gone again.
Yeah.
Now, a hornet's a little different. A hornet's nest, they got theirs from, they didn't get theirs from the water.
Yeah.
They got them from pollen and bushes and other than water and mud.
And makes it itch. It's
a
little tiny red insect.
Oh, it's a chigger.
Okay. And this is the kind of insect, some of them are green and some of them are brown, and they jump around in the grass.
Oh, grasshoppers.